New economic sanctions on Turkey.
We want an immediate ceasefire.
A former Texas police officer charged with murder.
There's nothing to console me why.
A basketball superstar spin on China.
We all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration is making a move to cripple Turkey's economy a week after the president announced U.S. troops would leave northern Syria, paving the way for an invasion from the north. Correspondent Ben Tracy is at the White House.
The administration's initial statement announcing the withdrawal of troops set no boundaries for Turkey's military operation. But after bipartisan backlash, President Trump vowed to destroy Turkey's economy if it went through with this kind of invasion. Now the White House is hitting Turkey's top government officials and ministries with sanctions, doubling steel tariffs to 50% and canceling negotiations over a $100 billion trade deal.
These sanctions are very, very strong.
While the U.S. will keep some troops in the region to prevent an ISIS resurgence, the president is broadly sticking by his initial decision to pull out.
CBS's Charlie Daggett is on the ground in Dohuk, Iraq, near the Syrian border.
If anything, Turkey has stepped up its military campaign in a land grab as Syrian regime forces race to retake key Kurdish cities. The U.S. military is now largely out of the picture. Retreating U.S. troops have been seen on the move to avoid being caught between two advancing armies.
Charlie says a Kurdish commander told him American troops are asking the Kurds for protection so they can get out safely. New insight into what may have led to John Bolton's departure from the Trump administration. CBS News has learned the president's former national security advisor sounded an alarm over Rudy Giuliani's involvement in Ukraine, calling Mr. Trump's personal attorney, quote, a hand grenade. The details from Bolton's former aide, Fiona Hill. She was questioned by House impeachment investigators yesterday. The Ukraine controversy will follow one top Democratic presidential hopeful onto the debate stage in Westerville, Ohio tonight. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
It will be interesting to see if the other candidates go after Joe Biden over the Ukraine scandal, as so far most have defended him. The thinking seems to be that they don't want to play into President Trump's hands. It will also be interesting to see how Biden himself handles that issue on stage. Bernie Sanders' heart attack on October 1st could make his rivals hesitant to attack him as well.
Biden's son Hunter tells ABC he probably wouldn't have been named to the board of a Chinese company if his father hadn't been vice president. But the younger Biden insists.
Did I do anything improper? No, not in any way. Not in any way whatsoever.
A former police officer who's white has posted bond hours after he was charged with murder in the shooting death of a black woman inside her home in Fort Worth. He and other officers were responding to a call that a door had been left open for hours. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Former Fort Worth police officer LaRonda Young says 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson's death represents a clear breach of protocol.
If that officer had simply knocked on the door, that young lady would be alive today.
Officer Aaron Dean resigned yesterday. Body cam footage shows the moment he shot and killed Jefferson in her home on Saturday.
Show me hands.
The video shows Dean, who's now charged with murder, never identified himself as a police officer. He was responding to a 2 a.m. wellness call from Jefferson's neighbor. Jefferson's siblings, Ashley and Adarius Carr, say it's a sign the department has to change what their attorney called a brutal culture of policing.
No gun should even been out.
Many Northern Californians had just gone to bed when a 4.5 earthquake shook the San Francisco Bay Area. KPIX-TV's Betty Yu from Lafayette.
All of a sudden, we felt the truck shake, and it really felt like a quick jolt. It lasted for a few seconds, and then shortly after that, a woman who lives nearby in senior housing ran out frantic, saying that she felt this earthquake, and, you know, she was so rattled by it.
No major damage or injuries reported. New information about the wildfire that ravaged more than 8,000 acres in and around Los Angeles last week. The LA Times says the flames ignited under a high-voltage transmission tower. That backs up what witnesses say they saw.
They saw kind of like a small fire under the tower. We don't know if it was arson. We don't know if there was just a malfunction with the tower.
Governor Newsom is demanding PG&E refund customers in the north who had their power turned off to try to avert wildfires there. Doctors are scrambling to treat young patients with cancer because of a drug shortage. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Vincristin is the go-to drug for virtually all childhood cancers. One of its two suppliers, Teva, made a business decision to stop making it this past summer. Now, sole manufacturer Pfizer's having production problems, leaving pediatric oncologists nationwide with an excruciating choice between delaying treatments or rationing the drug. Deborah.
More trouble for WeWork. It's warning tenants more than 2,000 phone booths may be contaminated with high levels of formaldehyde. The office share company is already dealing with a failed public offering and a corporate shakeup. An L.A. Lakers superstar taking flack for his spin on a tweet supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. LeBron James is being accused of turning a blind eye to Chinese repression after criticizing Houston GM Daryl Morey's post.
I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually.
James has a lifetime endorsement deal with Nike, which does big business in China. He was there with his team last week when preseason games were dropped from local broadcasts. A heads up from Taco Bell.
You're not in some alternate Chalupaverse.
The chain has recalled 2.3 million pounds of seasoned beef from restaurants and distribution centers in 21 states. The problem? Reports of metal shavings. The USDA says there have been no reports of adverse reactions, and for now, locations in Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and elsewhere are not serving seasoned beef. A milestone for that madcap redhead.
The instantly recognizable theme from I Love Lucy, which debuted on CBS on this day, October 15th in 1951, and a star, Lucille Ball, was quickly born. It ran until 1957 and then in syndication, seemingly forever, enshrining Lucy, Ricky, Fred, and Ethel as household names on the then new medium of television. Because the show debuted on this day, October 15th is officially National I Love Lucy Day. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
A theft in broad daylight at an art gallery in San Francisco. Police say someone swiped a Salvador Dali etching from an easel where it was on display and walked away. The etching, called Burning Giraffe, worth $20,000. The gallery director believes a lock and cable had been removed before a showing, not replaced. Video surveillance not on at the time. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, October 15th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.